in 1998, there was an understanding that we would move on, that the Irish language would play a key role. But we never anywhere prescriptively wrote out in 1998, you know, what that was going to be. And I don't think it happened in any of the subsequent agreements either. I mean, that's why I think they've spent a lot of this year talking about it. But what was agreed was that people's identity. I had the debate about Ulster Scots with David Trimble. I agreed that we would totally promote Ulster Scots if that was what they wanted, providing the Irish language was also treated in a way that we could develop it and roll it. It wasn't agreed, but that we would start putting Irish languages sides down the Shankill. You know what I mean? Sometimes I hear the debates about, you know, that all these things just have to be railed through as they were written. So I think that's where people have to work out.
Okay.
Of course, the Irish language should be treated with equality, and Ulster Scots too, if that is important to the Unionist people, which it was to some of them back 20 years ago. So I think really we have to go forward. We keep going back and saying this is what happened. The same with the legacy of the past. Of course, these are important things, but people have to look at it going forward, not going backwards.